This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1357. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 1st, monitoring Bolivia, Uruguay, and Antarctica. Frequency changes for Western Sahara, Zimbabwe, Germany, Cyprus, Taiwan, Hawaii. Future plans for Kavala, Greece, and the propagation outlook. But first, some non-shortwave items. Good news for those who enjoy classical music via webcast. May is another orgy month at WHRB in Harvard, from May 2nd, lasting several days. The complete works in chronological order of Johannes Brahms. Complete details of the other orgies throughout May should be available at the website www.whrb.org. And notes from the program director of WUOT in Knoxville, but I'm sure applying to many other classical radio stations which carry the Metropolitan Opera. The Met has managed to continue on the air, of course, in spite of the departure of its previous exclusive sponsor, Texaco. But other operas have disappeared from the airwaves. Over a decade ago, the San Francisco Opera ceased. 5 years ago, the Lyric Opera of Chicago. But now, WFMT in Chicago is bringing the Lyric Opera back, beginning May 12th for a season of 8 broadcasts, carried on that station and I'm sure many others Saturday afternoons, replacing the Metropolitan during its annual break. Furthermore, the Los Angeles Opera, the Houston Grand Opera, and the San Francisco Opera will follow one by one, filling up the rest of the year until the Met season resumes on December 8th. Meanwhile, however, there is a continuing threat to music diversity on Internet radio, as the CEO of Live 365 puts it, in a press release via Zacharias Liangas. Ask your representative to co-sponsor the Internet Radio Equality Act. The Copyright Royalty Board is calling for a 300% to 1,200% increase for Internet radio 2006 through 2010. It's singled out from all other radio, burdened with fees not paid by AM or FM stations, and at rates at least 3 to 4 times paid by satellite and cable radio. The Internet Radio Equality Act aims to set this straight. It's H.R. 2060, introduced in Congress by Representative Jay Inslee, Democrat of Washington. You may want to contact your representative and ask them to support it. Or there's more info about it at www.savenetradio.org or www.live365.com/choice. In the ODXA Yahoo group, which stands for Ontario, not Oklahoma, John Carson, who says he now works for KOKC 1520 AM, where they welcome reception reports, says that their neighbor, WKY, is rumored to be about to give up its Spanish language music format, which has basement numbers in the ratings, since Clear Channel has acquired it and tried that format, actually duplicating an FM station. He says it's on the block again, and if it is being sold, you may want to QSL it now as a Spanish station, since it's likely to go back to English with an as-yet-unknown format. Through an intermediary, I hear that World Harvest Radio has refused to move off 7335, maintaining that CHU is only a secondary service, despite the fact it has occupied that frequency for a great many years, and it is, of course, Canada's one and only time signal station. The World Harvest Radio website shows all the programs occupying 7335 between 06 and 11 UT. You might want to contact some of those individual programs and suggest that they pressure World Harvest Radio not to put their voices on, interfering with the beeps. Remember that although WHRI is presently using 7335 only from 06 to 11 UT, they are registered to use it 24 hours a day, so we need to head this off now. You could also complain to the FCC, which could order WHRI off 7335, as they have done to many other private U.S. stations, from frequencies where there were no audible collisions. The person in charge of the international section at FCC is tom.lucey@fcc.gov. We now have confirmation of a previous report that Acting President Bush has nominated magazine publisher James K. Glassman as new chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, overseeing U.S. government international broadcasting. He's a fellow at the Conservative American Enterprise Institute think tank to replace embattled chairman Kenneth Y. Tomlinson, who resigned in January. If confirmed by the Senate, Glassman would serve the rest of Tomlinson's term and a full three-year term ending in 2010, according to an item in Newsday via Media Network. On the same blog, John Filiozzi comments, more of the same, Congress should roundly reject this nomination and insist that the administration nominate an international broadcasting specialist instead of another political hack. Last week, we mentioned that a blimp tethered at Cudjoe Key, Florida, rather, the tether itself had been hit by a small plane. Was it the one transmitting TV Marti? A follow-up now via KimAndrewElliott.com. According to AP and the Miami Herald, no, it was the other one, which is an aerostat used for radar surveillance to monitor illegal drug activity. In fact, the TV Marti blimp was destroyed on the ground, you may now recall, by Hurricane Dennis, and apparently has not been replaced. TV Marti has recently been transmitting from that Gulfstream 1 turboprop airplane. I hesitate to mention this since they're highly subject to change, as Jeff White warns us, but there are some additional times for World of Radio as of April 24th, when he's been running our program overnight on 9955. That's a period when they have open programming, and it may change at any time. But for what it's worth, here are the times when you might hear World of Radio on 9955 or on their webcast via WRMI.net. Mondays at 0530 and 0930 UT, Tuesdays at 10:30, Wednesdays at 7:30, Fridays at 0630 and 1100. And the same goes for Mundo Radial, our program in Spanish, Tuesdays at 08, Wednesdays at 11, and Thursdays at 10:30. These are in addition to the more stable times on WRMI for both programs, on 7385 and 9955, which appear on their published schedule. Jeff White also tells me that Radio Republica has dropped its programming via Canada due to funding problems. They ended on UT May 1st, had been Tuesday to Saturday at 01 to 04 on 9735. But the relays via the UK or wherever they are and Germany continue, as well as on WRMI itself. From the Central American News Desk of the Arctic Radio Club, via Tori Larson, news about the X-band in the Dominican Republic. Checking the government regulator website Indotel, we find mentions of three more X-band stations, which, however, may not be on the air yet. At least they've not been confirmed by DXers. On 1650 Radeco in Santiago. These are the company names, not necessarily the IDs they'll be using. 1660 Fundación Lama in Santo Domingo, and on 1700 Iglesia Biblica del Señor Jesucristo in Santo Domingo. The World Radio TV Handbook does mention 1700 as a construction permit using the name Radio Eternidad, and also mentions the other two, along with the ones we know that are on the air, 1640 and 1680. Enjoying an unusual lack of local noise producers, but lots of atmospherics. UT April 29th, around 0100, I was pleased to hear some music and Spanish talk on 4716.6. That frequency immediately brings to mind Radio Jura in Bolivia. Yes, they soon mentioned Jura two or three times, so I believe that's what it was. And they had a dual time check in the UT minus 4 zone, that is, the 24-hour and in the 12-hour system. But they soon lost out to the noise. Others have reported this as well, on frequencies slightly varying around 4716.6 to 0.7. The two low-power frequencies from Sodre and Uruguay are still being reported, your only chance to hear shortwave broadcasting from that country. And who knows when they'll disappear again, because they had been off the air for several months. Here are the latest reports. Celio Mais, Panorama Atividade de Xixi in Brazil, says Juan Antonio Morales in Spain heard Sodre on 6125, confirming it was still active. This was on the April 22nd issue. With more details, Cesar Perez Dioses in Peru reported to the Playdex group hearing 9620, the other frequency with tango music, and ideas Radio Sodre, Emisoras del Sur, 1290 kHz. This was April 20th at 1120 UT. And Giampiero Bernardini in Italy tells DX Listening Digest that he heard Emisora del Sur on exactly 9620.77 variable, April 27th at 2240, with some serious talks in Spanish and then some songs, ID at 2253, but blocked at 2258 as Spain signed on 9620. And another report of 9620.71 from Scott Barber in New Hampshire. He heard Sodre 2206 to 2253 on April 30th. With two women talking, one on the phone, some nice acoustic ballads and ads and promos, a solid ID at 2245 and 2247 as Radio Difusión Nacional Sodre. He too reports it was wiped out by Spain at 2253. And the same might be said for Antarctica's only shortwave station. Get it while you can. You never know when they'll disappear again. LRA 36. Maurits van Driessche in Belgium was hearing it April 23rd at 1910 on 15476. And then on April 23rd, that was the same date, reported at 1942 to 1946 by Nicolás Eramo in Argentina, on 15476.10, including some Argentine folk music. And on April 24th, Jerry Strawman in Iowa in the NASA fly sheet heard it on the same frequency, 15476.1, until sign-off, after listening to it for a full hour, at 20:59 and 35 seconds. Lively ballads and folk music. Announcer between selections, S3 on peaks, but fading to near audibility. It was peaking at S6, however, by 2020. And he mentioned Esperanza, the bass, at 2020, and music program until signing off at 20:57. The Polisario station for Western Sahara, Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Sahrawi Democrática, had stayed on 6300 for an amazing length of time, a couple of months, I think, but they finally moved to a different frequency, as heard April 30th by Alex Franis in West Virginia. 6378.1 in Spanish at 2349. At the end of last week's program, I briefly mentioned a mystery, extremely distorted spur I've been hearing around 7312 between 05 and 06 UT. Since then, I've monitored it just about every night and have persuaded some others to do so, but still not identified for sure. It does appear to be coming from Francophone Africa. There are no IDs or interval signals making it clear what it is. It's on the air before 0500. Wolfgang Guschel says it fades out around 0630. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says the scheduling seems to match Chad, which is supposed to be on 6165. So keep monitoring if you can. It's interfering with several stations before 05 Channel Africa on 7310. From 05 to 06, Radio Netherlands, and after 06, Deutsche Welle via Sinisch. And on the weekends, it also clashes with WHRI on 7315. The 1357th World of Radio is now semi-finished. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. Much more on our website, especially our archive of DX Listening Digests, via worldofradio.org. I've not had much luck hearing SW Radio Africa on its new 25-meter frequencies since the very first day. 11975 was coming in well then, but it disappeared after a day or two. And just now, on May 1st, Chris Greenway says, according to their website, they have dropped some of the frequencies, The daily 17 to 19 UT broadcast remains on 4880-11775, which is blocked by interference in Europe and North America, and 11810. In World DX Club contact, Edwin Southwell in England was hearing them on April 28th only on 9615 as they were opening at 1658, but we think that was probably a feed mix-up in Russia, as it was not heard 2 days later, but instead the voice of Russia says Mike Barraclough. Media Network continues to follow the affair of the blocking of SW Radio Africa's website at SABC in South Africa. They performed an experiment, that is, SWRA did, by changing the URL and seeing if that got through. And furthermore, contrary to the claims of SABC, there's never been streaming video on the SW Radio Africa website. Andy Sennett says, I access their homepage daily, and to my recollection, it has never incorporated streaming video. If there's been a genuine misunderstanding with SABC, the simplest solution is to unblock the domain and allow SABC journalists to access it. If SABC is not prepared to do that, it will only add to the belief that there is another reason for the blocking. Chris Greenway in the UK tells DX Listening Digest, a friend in East Africa who speaks Tigrinya and Amharic listened at 0400 UT 25 April to 7165 and 9560, which are Radio Ethiopia's external service transmitters. He says the program carried at this new time is an Eritrean opposition one called Voice of Peace and Democracy of Eritrea. Connoisseurs of the Horn of Africa's radio wars over the years will recall that Voice of Peace and Democracy of Eritrea used to be relayed via Voice of the Tigray Revolution. It appears to be a separate operation to Voice of the Democratic Alliance, which is on 7165 and 9560 at 1500. Tension remains high in the Horn over Ethiopia's military involvement in Somalia, Chris says. Eritrea, Ethiopia, and factions in Somalia all support rebel groups in the other countries or back of those who are fighting against such groups. 9 Chinese workers at an oil field in eastern Ethiopia were among over 70 people killed by ethnic Somali rebels of the Ogaden National Liberation Front, ONLF, which operates Radio Horio, XORIYO. Ethiopia says the ONLF attackers were dressed in Eritrean military uniforms, so expect clandestine radio activity in this world part to remain high or even increase. We have some logs of Radio Horio on 15260 until 1641 UT by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, and then he tuned over to their other frequency, 11640, which continued until 1700. I was wondering if these were actually in parallel, and apparently they are. They're in the IB and the Aoki schedules, but only on Tuesdays are they running, both from 1630 to 1700. The full schedule being 1630 to 17 Tuesday and Friday on 11640, and 16 to 17 Tuesdays only on 15260. The sites, according to Aoki, are respectively Jülich, Germany, and Samara, Russia. Regarding the item last week about 15470 being the Sudan radio service, Joe Hanlon clarifies that according to the Aoki list, it is actually the Southern Sudan Interactive Radio, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 14 to 14:30 on 15470. In the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reports hearing the Sudan radio service on 5985, which according to HFCC is transmitted from Rwanda at 03 to 0330 UT on April 27th, all in English, and scheduled Monday through Friday only. That, of course, is likely to be blocked here by WYFR. And more on last week's item about Radio Dynamis, the new missionary station in Uganda on 4750, which unfortunately is the same frequency as another little missionary station not too far away in Sudan, Radio Peace. Jari Savolainen in Finland says April 30th at 1800, I noted Radio Peace, Southern Sudan, on 4750 with a rather strong signal, the best I've heard them for a long time, and no co-channel interference. I think Radio Peace have upgraded or increased their transmitter power, signed off around 1840. There was a tiny carrier left on the frequency, which went off around 1901, the implication being that that could be Dunamis shortwave in Uganda. And beware of additional stations on 4750 around those times, Bangladesh and China. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal heard Radio Exterior de España on the strange frequency of 2350 kHz, April 21st at 1918. Surely an external mixing spur, he says, and yes it is, I've figured out the math. It's the transmitter on 12015 minus the transmitter on 9665 equals 2350. According to the Deutsche Welle English schedule, which shows all the details, here are the changes which took place on May 1st, as they have abandoned the Nauen, Germany site. But again, this only affects English, what I'm giving you here. At 03 to 04, 13770 from the UAE remains there, but moves to 13810. I'm rounding off the times, by the way. At 16 to 17, 15640 moves from Nauen to Rampisham, UK. At 19 to 1930, 15620 Nauen is dropped, and 17820 moves from Trincomalee, Sri Lanka to Sinush, Portugal. At 20 to 21, 11795 moves from Nauen to Sri Lanka. And at 21 to 22, 9735 moves from Nauen to Rampisham, UK. It looks like the IBB station in Kavala, Greece may not be dead yet, although it is inactive since the IBB decided to close it down. We have a note which is not identified as to exactly who wrote it, from someone who was involved with building the station back in the early 70s via Adrian Peterson and Wolfgang Büschel, indicating that they're looking for customers to make it worthwhile to reactivate the facility, probably mainly religious or maybe clandestine broadcasters. It has 10 250 kilowatt shortwave transmitters, a power plant with over 10 megs of generator power, a switching matrix, and over 30 curtain antennas. He says, I consider its location to be the best anywhere for serving Eastern Europe and Russia. Many of the antennas are pointed in that direction. It can also serve Africa and many other places. In identifying an NID on 5930, Dmitry Mezin in Russia, via Noticias de X, brings to our attention that the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation, which broadcasts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only from 2215 to 2245 in Greek only, is now on 5930, as well as 7210 and 9760. Noel Green tells us we still have a slight chance to hear a bit of the English program from Kuwait if they turn on the transmitter a bit early instead of at 0800. At 0750, April 28th, he was hearing the last part of the English program on 9750 before going into Persian. Another report on the apparently flexible timing of the English broadcast from Saudi Arabia from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria, BCDX, April 21st, 15250, had English from 1212, probably when he tuned in, until closed down at 1257. Wolfgang Büschel, BCDX, says Radio Pakistan, 17835 nominal, had a buzzy distorted signal covering 17829 to 17841 at 0740, April 26th. And another of their frequencies is considerably off. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain heard Radio Pakistan from 1820 in Urdu on 9373. However, he says the modulation was good. Not far away on 9380 is Radio Pilipinas. Rudolfi Grimm in Brazil reported to Radio Escutas that it was in English, April 24th at 1922, playing Elvis. However, this is officially a Tagalog service at 1730 to 1930. Ian Baxter in Australia tells us that Radio Taiwan International has finally implemented his suggestion not only to change frequency but time for the English broadcasts to Australia and New Zealand. It had been at 08 to 09 on 9610, but now it's at 11 to 12 on 11715. Firedrake Music Jamming from China has appeared again on 18160, which is within a ham band, prompting another complaint from the DRAC ham radio bandwatch by Uli Bielmeier to Sound of Hope, the clandestine station, which causes the jamming to follow it. And another victim of Chinese jamming, the Voice of Tibet, has launched a campaign against that, according to their foundation via the Media Network blog. They say the People's Republic of China has systematically jammed Voice of Tibet and other foreign shortwave radio services for more than 10 years. This item also mentions, and I'm not sure this fact has been made public before, that VOT started broadcasting in May 1996, renting airtime from FIBA Radio Seychelles. However, Chinese jamming soon started, and the PRC threatened to jam FIBA's other transmissions as well. Due to this, FIBA stopped transmitting Voice of Tibet later in 1996. To update the worldofradio.com DX program schedule, I was investigating Radio Japan. Exactly when are they now broadcasting World Interactive, which of course no longer contains any actual DX news, but it's still at least a listener contact and mailbag program, which has been cut in half at least. Well, it turns out there are more airings of the program now that it's shorter and at different times. Full schedule appears in DX Listening Digest, but I'll just mention the times, and you can look up the frequencies. Saturdays at 0510, 1010, 1410, 1710. UT Sundays at midnight 10, 0110. And then the repeats are on the half hour. Sundays at 0530, 1030, 1430, 1730. Mondays at midnight 30 and 0130. And as Wolfgang Büschel points out, for good measure, a couple of more repeats when we didn't expect them on Thursdays at 0540 and at 1040. Stand by for some frequency changes from North Korea. On Radio Bulgaria's DX program, Roman Pankov says that Voice of Korea has announced that they will move to their summer schedule May 7th, later as usual than other stations. However, they don't often make any drastic changes, at least not concerning English to North America. More monitoring by Ron Howard in California of Shokaze Sea Breeze via Taiwan, the Japanese-sponsored program about abductees by North Korea, 13 to 1330 UT on 9485. They were in English on Friday, April 27th, and also on Tuesday, May 1st, but we can't be sure that'll happen in following weeks. Ham Radio DXers should be very excited about Scarborough Reef, currently on the air with the D-Expedition, an otherwise impossible radio country just west of the Philippines, until early May. Details are at the website about it, www.bs7h.com. In his American Bandscan blog, Doug Smith says that Hawaii's frequency change has finally taken place for KHNR in Honolulu. It has moved from 870 to 880, clearing the way for their California station under same ownership to be less directional. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 1st. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled through 19 May. Then A and K indices peaking at 15 and 4, 20 May. 25 and 5 on 25 May. Down to 5 and 2 most dates through May 18th. Solar flux dropping from 85 May 3rd to 70 on the 8th to 20th, and back up to 85 by May 23rd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1357 with a standard disclaimer.